It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
On this broadcast, an update announcement on the ongoing anti-climate engineering legal effort in Canada and the upcoming hearing in which public attendance is essential. Exposing and halting the highly toxic weather warfare operations is the great imperative of our time. On any given day, we cannot know the full spectrum of elements or pathogens that are being sprayed into our skies by the weather terrorists. Stay tuned for more details on the Canadian legal action to expose and halt the insanity in our skies. The Global Alert Commercial Free News Hour starts now. Numerous dire-breaking frontline headlines will be covered in this broadcast. First, a perspective. The storm is closing in from every side, and so few, even now, are willing to fully open their eyes to the wider horizon. Consider that even if the ongoing engineered coronavirus pandemic had never happened, climate, biosphere, and subsequent societal collapse was and is already unfolding and accelerating. Indeed, the release of the coronavirus is in all likelihood a response by select power structures to what can no longer be hidden, that the planet and its life support systems can no longer support the assault that the human race has waged against them. For nearly two decades, I have been screaming my lungs out, trying to desperately sound the alarm. Nearly two decades. And now, as the water is pouring over the deck of the proverbial Titanic on which we are all passengers, can we still affect a difference for the better? How can we know unless we summon the courage to face reality head on and to provide for it? Apathy, denial, and wishful thinking won't save us. Even at this late hour, how many have even bothered to look up and take notice of our now filthy, hazy, toxic, particulate-laden skies? How many care that this near-constant, weather-disrupting atmospheric haze is the direct result of jet aircraft emissions? No, it's not condensation, a fact which lab tests prove of precipitation, a fact which up-close film footage proves of aircraft spraying at altitude turning on and off, along with up-close photos of spray nozzles retrofitted on jet aircraft pylons, nozzles that are aimed into the exhaust jet stream. Volumes of documents, including Senate and presidential reports, acknowledge the ongoing global weather intervention operations going back nearly three quarters of a century. Many such documents can be found and read at geodreamwatch.org. But how many are actually willing to investigate the facts? Again, on top of the already unfolding and accelerating climate and biosphere collapse, we now have an engineered pathogen pandemic. A glaring red flag action that has been initiated by a more desperate and dangerous than ever power structure. Geoengineeringwatch.org for so many years has desperately been trying to warn that climate and biosphere collapse would force power structure desperation. False flags, global aggression in the pursuit of resources for empire, weather warfare, and biological warfare. All are among the power structure's ongoing assault against humanity and the entire web of life. The orchestrated election drama is nothing more than the latest theater of mass distraction, just as the impeachment theater of mass distraction was previously. Those in power occupy the attention of the masses while tightening the noose around our collective necks. But never forget, the power structure could not carry out their unimaginably dark agendas without the active or passive cooperation from legions of blindly obedient order followers. Those who, sadly, continue to subscribe to the just do your job and don't ask questions narrative of total cowardice and tyranny. If the willfully blind servants of empire, which especially includes the empire's mercenary force, known as the U.S. military, would deeply examine their sense of honor and courage, and would then refuse to continue carrying out any and all dictates of insanity from a completely cancerous power structure. We could yet alter the equation. We could yet make a quantum leap in the right direction, even at this late hour. Our U.S. military brothers and sisters should remember again their oath to protect their citizens from all threats, foreign and domestic. They are not obligated to carry out illegal and unjust orders or immoral orders. Without the support of our military brothers and sisters, without a wake-up to reality occurring in their ranks, we have no chance. How have those in power gained such control over every aspect of society? By gaining total control of the money supply. Consider this very revealing quote on that subject from Mayor Amschel Rothschild of the Rothschilds. He said this, "Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws." Consider that those who control the flow of money control militaries, thus they control countries. Thus, in a very real sense, they own countries. We don't have in the United States a country with a government. We have a government, or rather those who control the government, who own the country. Now consider this next revealing quote from Benjamin Disraeli, who was perhaps one of those who helped to rule from behind the curtain. He said this, "The world is governed by personalities that are very different than what people who cannot see further than their eyes can see or understand." Again, those who control the flow of money control the world. Those who control the central bankers. That is where the core of the insanity arises from. On this same subject, consider this quote from Henry Ford, made in 1922. He said this, "It is well enough that people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system. For if they did," Ford said, "I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning." How many don't understand at all the way the Ponzi scheme criminal system is set up, and that they are simply pawns in that system, and those who control that system, in fact, control the world, controlling militaries, controlling governments, thus owning countries, doing whatever they want, wherever they want, to whomever they want. That's how the system works. To be clear, governments are nothing less than state-sponsored crime syndicates. Question, how bad do conditions have to become before a larger percentage of the population is willing to face such facts? Another question, what should we be more alarmed about? The criminally insane power structures or populations that have generally chosen, so far, to completely ignore the converging catastrophes that are closing in from every direction? And in doing so, are actively or passively supporting the collective insanity. Science studies on the human brain have long since concluded that much of our species, or many in the ranks of our species, are unfortunately still hardwired to block out long-term consequences and threats in exchange for short-term gratification. If we expect to survive for much longer on our now rapidly dying planet, we, as a species, must change our thought processes, our priorities, and our actions. Trouble is not just on the horizon. It is kicking in the front door now. I fully understand that all I have just stated may offend some. More on that point later in this broadcast. Dozens of the most critically important breaking headline reports in a moment. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you more than I can ever state. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 239, March 7th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m., Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Also, Global Alert News is aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Again, this is part of putting the rubber to the road, the what can we do question. The most critical leap forward in this battle is to reach a critical mass of awareness. We cannot win without an army of the awakened. We have no chance without that. How do we do that? We start by waking those around us and asking them to do the same, and that can most effectively be done by sharing credible, compelling, printed materials. Again, we offer them for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Our only goal is to get them into circulation as fast as possible. We are rapidly running out of time. Very effective key to the door. Our 20-page booklets, for example, our flyers, all much more effective than anything that could be verbally conveyed. It's just the nature of our intellect to see a picture is worth a thousand words, as the proverb goes. Another way to help us sound the alarm is to attend Jim Fair events. Jim Fair continues to be an extraordinarily dedicated ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Visit the geoengineeringwatch.org informational booths at all Jim Fair events. Get free Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials and help us in the critical effort to wake the masses. You can get into the Jim Fair events, again, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, free if you tell the Ticketmaster you're there to pick up geoengineeringwatch.org materials. The current Jim Fair event, Del Mar, California, started yesterday, ends tomorrow, Del Mar Fairgrounds. Now, a geoengineeringwatch.org legal update. The following is a statement from the lead counsel in the Canadian case attempting to expose and halt the climate engineering insanity. Lead counsel stated this: on Tuesday, May 12th, more than 4 years from our initial filing, and during which time we, through various motions and appeals, successfully raised awareness of this dire issue within the Canadian legal community, the Canadian government, will be presenting its motion to strike and a motion for summary judgment. His second point, if the government is successful, the case effectively ends, subject to any rights to appeal. Third point, if the government is unsuccessful, the case continues on. Fourth point, the lawyers for the plaintiff feel they have a persuasive position on the motion. Fifth point, in order to help establish and illustrate to the court the level of concern within the community over this dire issue, i.e. climate engineering, we encourage any interested and concerned citizens or activists who may be in the Toronto area to attend the hearing in person. Sixth point, please note that if you do attend the hearing in person, you are not obligated to stay for the entire hearing, which is scheduled to last through to early afternoon. Rather, you will be able to leave the hearing at any time of your discretion at various recesses throughout the day. Final point, the hearing will be held on Tuesday, May 12th at 9:30 a.m. in downtown Toronto at the Federal Court of Canada Courthouse, conveniently located at 180 Queen Street West, downtown Toronto. Anyone in that area, a public showing is absolutely necessary, is absolutely essential if we are to put this issue, the weather warfare assault, on the radar, if we are to expose it. We need the public to stand and make their voice heard, to back up this legal effort in Canada. We're sending out an appeal for that to happen. Moving on to headlines. Climate and biosphere collapse further fueled by weather warfare terrorism, toxic weather warfare terrorism, and now an engineered pathogen pandemic has become a part of the horizon that we collectively face. Question, which countries have borne the brunt of the pandemic outbreak so far? China, Iran, and now Italy, which for the record was increasing its ties with China. Next question, which country would benefit from these three countries being impacted by a pathogen that has inarguably been engineered? Let me reframe that in another way. Which superpower has clearly been relentlessly targeting China and Iran and any country that dares to have ties with them? That dot is not hard to connect. And now a final potential piece to the puzzle. Which country that no one is allowed to criticize, by the way, ever, seems to control the superpower nation in question. Again, dots that are not hard to connect if we have our eyes wide open. On that note about targeted countries, from themindunleashed.com, vice president among seven Iranian officials to become sick with coronavirus, it is likely that the virus is far more widespread in Iran than we are being told. The death rate is also likely much higher than we are being told. But even with the official figures, the death rates in China and Italy are now the highest in the world outside of China. Moving on now to more headlines. All of these headlines are easily searched online if you simply search the title I give. I'm trying to cover as many as possible, so I need to omit certain details. You can search any of these titles online, numerous sources for all of them. First headline, coronavirus infections past 100,000 as outbreak wreaks financial havoc. Again, this point needs to be remembered for those that are claiming more people die of the flu. It's the mortality rate that matters. And even those statistics are likely being radically underreported. The mortality rate is still above 3%. That means that it's at minimum 30 times higher than the flu. At minimum. It is likely much higher than that still, and the disease seems to be causing permanent physiological damage in many cases as well, even for those that quote-unquote recover. And even when they quote-unquote recover, they are susceptible to a second outbreak, which statistics seem to show is much more lethal still. This is not the flu. Moving on to more headlines. Global downturn looms as countries struggle to contain coronavirus outbreak. Excerpt from that report, global growth is plunging into downturn over coronavirus. Reports state the coronavirus outbreak is plunging the world economy into its worst downturn since the global financial crisis. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development warned last week, urging governments and central banks to fight back to avoid an even steeper slump. Central banks to fight back. We just went over who runs the central banks, didn't we? And they can print all the money they want. There's no hiding what's unfolding any longer. And all this weaves into the equation I've already gone over. Thus, the release of the pathogen, the attempt to loot, plunder, and pillage anything that's left of the environment to keep the current paradigm going, to keep power in the hands that it's already in till the brutal, bitter end. And again, you could take the whole coronavirus scenario out of the equation. Collapse was already unfolding at blinding speed. All of this needs to be considered and remembered, and it seems that very few are right now. So many seem to try to convince themselves, if it wasn't for this particular pandemic, that everything would be just fine. Such a notion could not be further from the truth. More headlines, a quick footnote on the endless printing of money out of thin air by those who control the central banks. This headline, no banker goes to jail. Former Barclays executive acquitted of fraud. The white-collar bankers and those who serve them currently seem to be exempt from any form of justice over and over and over again. Another headline, Europeans see China car markets shrinking. They're not shrinking, they're collapsing. Another headline, photos of deserted, nearly empty airports around the world show how coronavirus has decimated air travel. Another headline, United slashing U.S. international flights offering voluntary leave amid coronavirus crisis. Another headline, China's non-manufacturing and manufacturing PMIs show to what unfathomable extent the economy has collapsed. In headline, PMIs are a tally of executives and how they see their own company. Whether business activity at their company rose or fell, PMIs are an early indication of business conditions and by extension of the economy. In China, both the PMI for the non-manufacturing sector and the PMI for the manufacturing sector, released last week, have collapsed to unfathomable lows, showing to what extent the measures to impede the spread of coronavirus have shut down the economy. Again, what country is benefiting most from this? Keep that in mind. Samsung and LG Innotek close South Korea plants after confirmed virus cases. Another headline, World Economy Conference with Pope postponed due to coronavirus. Another headline, Europe could face more drug shortages as coronavirus squeezes supplies. Another headline, globalization and our precarious medical supply chains. very delicate balance. The whole industrialized, militarized society paradigm. Incredibly complex and delicate balance. Once the dominoes begin to fall, collapse accelerates at blinding speed. Because again, the pillars of our whole paradigm, the biosphere, nature, the environment, which has provided historically 75% of all global GDP for free, is collapsing, completely collapsing. No habitat, no humans. Simple. You can't expand perpetually looting, plundering, and pillaging the life support systems of the planet to support quote-unquote economic growth and expect to live long. Can't do that. We're about to find out the hard way how true that is. Those in power will not let go of that power. And as conditions on the planet and the severity of the threats we face, the immediacy of those threats become almost impossible to hide, even from those who are doing everything they can to hide from those threats. Now we have the pathogen in the equation. More headlines. World Health Organization warns of a global shortage of medical equipment to fight coronavirus. Another headline. Coronavirus drug shortage fears as India limits exports. Again, all these headlines easily searched online. You can follow up on that as long as you want. Another headline. Thousands wait for hospital beds in South Korea as coronavirus cases surge. Another headline. World Health Organization says coronavirus death rate is 3.4% globally, higher than previously thought. And again, I would argue the rate is much higher still. But even at that rate, that's 34 times greater than the flu. And there are many other factors that make this a much more dangerous pathogen than the flu. Another headline. Iran releases 54,000 inmates as COVID-19 outbreak deepens worldwide. Another headline. Facebook is giving free ads to the World Health Organization and taking down, quote, conspiracy theories about coronavirus. What's a conspiracy theory now in our Orwellian world? It's any report that disputes in any way the official narrative. As the proverb goes, the truth is the first casualty of war. And make no mistake, those in power are at war with populations around the world that they intend to control until the brutal, bitter end. Another headline. Coronavirus has spread to nearly all Iranian provinces. Question. Which government, or governments, I should say, are likely celebrating that headline? That dot's not hard to connect. Anyone who's not living under a rock knows the United States has done everything they can to demonize Iran for every imaginable reason, falsely demonized in so many cases, accusing them of being the largest terrorist threat in the globe when this country, Iran, has not invaded any other country for over 200 years. In that same time frame, the United States has invaded and or occupied nearly 100 countries. Who's the aggressor? And which country that's also likely celebrating anything bad that happens to Iran, which country that we're not allowed to even mention, is also likely celebrating with the United States about this headline? Moving on. Another dot that's not hard to connect. How are the airlines doing with this engineered pathogen outbreak? United postpones new pilot class and warns of additional flight cuts amid coronavirus outbreak. Another headline. United Airlines offers pilots a month off as coronavirus prompts flight cuts. Another headline. Airlines around the world are now using hospital-grade disinfectants to sterilize planes to stave off the coronavirus. Another headline. Air Transat kicked a family off a plane, that's an airline, after their daughter started coughing as airlines tighten measures against coronavirus. Well, I suppose we can't blame them, but again, consider the entire picture that we're looking at here. Connect all these dots. They all do connect. The pillars of life support systems on the planet collapsing, the current paradigm not being able to be maintained any longer, power structure desperation, which we have warned about at geoengineeringwatch.org again and again and again, and this is not the end of it. This pandemic is not the end of it. Likely more big cards will be played soon, and the coronavirus itself will be used to play more big cards. So again, this question, are we completely helpless against this tidal wave of insanity? No. No. The only way those very few at the top of the power structure pyramid can do what they are doing is with the active or passive support and cooperation of the majority of the population. They can't do what they're doing without the population's participation. And this blind support of empire, of course, extends, as already mentioned in this broadcast, to the U.S. military. Our U.S. military brothers and sisters must wake up to what they are being used to carry out by those who wield power. Moving on to more headlines. Recent data indicates the coronavirus is mutating. There are now at least two distinct strains of the virus. From metro.co.uk, this new headline report, coronavirus is mutating and its death rate is higher than originally thought. Again, it's likely much higher. Another headline, governments will use the coronavirus card to downgrade estimates and increase intervention. Go back to 9/11 and the quote-unquote Patriot Act. It was clearly prepared before 9/11 even happened, as were the war plans for the Middle East, the blueprint for the 9/11 false flag event, the, quote, New Pearl Harbor, designed by those in power, starting with the Project for a New American Century, which included Cheney, Wolfowitz, and so many other war hawks. Those blueprints were laid out long before 9/11. Those in power knew what was coming. They knew environment and climate collapse was inevitable and imminent, and they needed an event to galvanize the American population into blind support and to galvanize military personnel into blind support for the empire's last desperate attempts to loot, plunder, and pillage Earth's remaining resources before total collapse unfolded. That's happening now. All of these dots connect. That's why I refer to all of these pieces of the puzzle, because they are all a part of the picture. Moving on, more headlines. Grocers, retailers prepare for surge in demand as coronavirus spreads throughout the world. That's already happening. Hearing about that from many commercial locations around the globe, stocks being, or store shelves rather, being cleaned out. Another headline from last week. The president says coronavirus is a hoax. From that report, after the president had downplayed the risks of coronavirus, he reassured supporters that the White House was, quote, magnificently organized in fighting it. Don't hear a lot of confirmation of that from reliable sources. And again, this must be remembered. All occupants of the White House, puppets in the play, nothing more. The population is so incredibly polarized, intentionally polarized, that they can't get past any notion that their particular chosen savior is in fact nothing more than a puppet in the play from any side of the political fence. This administration, previous administrations going all the way back to Kennedy, all of them puppets in the power structure play. The more they can divide and polarize the population, the better that serves the power structure. That's never been more true as it is today. Pacifying portions of the U.S. population, again, even as collapse unfolds, is much like the denial of climate collapse from our so-called government. A denial of the climate implosion, even as the same government carries out massive climate engineering weather warfare operations all over the globe. What else is the military-industrial crime syndicate doing while the planet's life support systems collapse? Making and selling weapons, of course. Another headline. Quote, hypocrisy reigns as U.S. sanctimoniously seizes aid to Houthis. From that report, Washington sends Saudi Arabia weapons of mass destruction that kill Yemenis, then complains when the Yemenis people fight back. Total hypocrisy. How many in the American population really have any true comprehension of what the government is doing, our government, all over the world on any given day? How many know? How many care? Julian Assange tried to tell us. What have we done to him? More on that scenario and another example of it later in this broadcast. Another headline. President backs Turkey on Syria. The proxy war in Syria continues, and it's not about freedom and democracy. It's about power, control, and resources, Earth's last remaining resources. Another headline, clouds of war. Russia sends warships as Turkey kills 45 Syrian troops and blackmails Europe with migration. had Russia and Turkey shake hands now for a bit, but the equation is becoming more complex by the day. About those refugees, this headline: chaos as thousands of refugees charge Greek border en masse. 15,000 surge into EU border. Yes, these are refugees. In fact, so many of what are termed by certain media sources as migrants are refugees. They're climate collapse and conflict refugees. And so much of that directly related to the activities of our government, including in Central America, where the so-called war on drugs sprayed farmers' crops with toxic chemicals banned in many countries. These people had no choice, no say. Yes, the drug war is real, but who has helped to fuel that drug war? How many examples from our own government do we have of drugs being produced off the scale once the military was there, like Afghanistan, when opium production after the U.S. military invaded and occupied went through the roof? We have the Iran-Contra drug dealings. There is a record a mile long of what the CIA and three-letter agencies are involved with. Do Americans care? I think so many have been so infused with the normalcy bias, especially in this country, that they can't see the oncoming train, even as it's about to hit us, or it's already starting to hit us. That has to change. It has to change soon, or we have no chance. Again, climate and biosphere collapse will continue to be the bottom line. On that note, this headline: climate change being further fueled by climate engineering operations, not stated in this headline, of course. Climate change now displaces more people than war, and India should be worried. All countries should be worried. Another headline: UN asylum case opens the door to protections for climate refugees. Again, yes, that's what they are, is refugees, not just immigrants. A key component in the immediate horizon that we collectively face needs to be remembered and considered. It's a factor that many will feel compelled to reject. It's a core pillar in the collapse equation that is now unfolding at blinding speed. That factors overpopulation and the resulting resource depletion and environmental degradation that comes with it. And there is this that must be considered. The factors I have just made mention of: fuel, power structure, desperation, as I've stated in this broadcast. GeoengineeringWatch.org has stated this for over a decade. And now all of these factors are manifesting by the day. Those in power have had everything to do with the creation of the conditions that have brought us to this dark hour by keeping populations completely oblivious to what was unfolding and where we would end up if we continued on that course. A fully awakened population should hold those in power responsible for their actions. But this must also be remembered and considered. Populations must also judge their own actions, or lack thereof. Too many, for too long, have been too unwilling to honestly investigate the true cost of the so-called American dream, that it was never sustainable. And all the other countries that have tried to adopt this paradigm of endless consumption and endless growth on a finite planet with finite resources are further fueling the short-term path of global omnicide that we're all currently on. Back to the ongoing weather warfare, which is affecting every aspect of our lives, whether people recognize that or not, and every breath we take, from KRCR ABC, the Northern California corporate media official disinformation source, a report that is in this case actually accurate. Quote: Redding and Red Bluff and Chico, Northern California cities, experienced their driest February on record. We've had the driest start to a year on record, that not being acknowledged. And for the record, as far back as early January, GeoengineeringWatch.org stated on the record that the long-term scheduled weather for Northern California indicated that the climate engineers were going to shut off the flow of precipitation. Most media did not mention the constant warmth in California, with nighttime lows that often don't cool down much at all. The filthy, hazy skies are all too often the norm as the climate engineering cabal continues to disrupt rain patterns over the parched and dying U.S. West. The geoengineers can continue to disrupt our rain for as long as they choose. Epic firestorms will likely resume in the coming months. There are a number of agendas and objectives behind the climate engineers laying the slate for these firestorms to occur. The source of ignition is another factor entirely. Bottom line is, what is setting the conditions for these firestorms to rage as they are? Search the engineering wildfire section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn more. from other parts of the country. This headline, quote, U.S. farmers and shippers face huge losses from flooding again. Total disruption of the hydrological cycle, the drying of the West in this case, the flooding of the East, climate engineering, the massive elephant in the sky, inarguable, being denied by every official source, by so-called academia, all of whom continue to betray the human race and the entire web of life. From this report on crop losses, relentless storms that have marched across the Midwest and into the South this winter are continuing to flood the region. Most states in America, the American heartland, have had 2 to 3 times more moisture than normal so far this winter, according to the National Centers for Environmental Information. They're pumping moisture up, much of it from the record-warm Gulf of Mexico, pushing it up the eastern seaboard, chemically nucleating it, and thus creating these weather temperature whiplash scenarios, chemically nucleated snow, highly toxic, killing everything, soil microbes, plants, root systems. And yet, even with these radical weather swings, the population seems to remain completely oblivious, and so many are trying to convince themselves that this is just some sort of natural cycle going on. How can such a position be maintained? How can such a conclusion be maintained when we have done what we have done to the planet? How can that occur without consequence? And again, the climate engineering factor being the single greatest climate disrupting factor of all, but by no means the only factor. If it's the single biggest piece to the pie, that doesn't mean it outweighs all the other pieces to the pie. It means it's the single biggest factor. Too many misinterpreting what I state on this. All human activities that affect the energy balance of the planet and its life support functions are a form of quote-unquote climate engineering. Should be labeled climate disruption or life support disruption. But the bottom line is human activity. In regard to the unfolding planetary meltdown, some in the science community continue to covertly push and sell climate engineering as the only thing saving us from immediate incineration by claiming, because climate engineering, again, labeled solar radiation management, and we are told that this will cool the planet. But is it cooling the planet overall? Statistics say no. But bottom line is, how many from the so-called science community claiming that climate engineering will actually cool the planet, that these global dimming aerosols are having an overall cooling effect? Some in the global warming community have adopted this, quote, aerosol masking effect, end quote, narrative as being valid. But is it? Question, what are those pushing this narrative not telling us? First, aircraft emitted particulate trails, falsely labeled as, quote, contrails, are the largest single contributing factor to the global dimming equation. With this in mind, the following questions must be asked. Does available data indicate that this primary global dimming factor, jet particulate trails, again, falsely labeled, quote, contrails, are actually cooling the planet overall? No. Not only are jet particulate trails not cooling the planet overall, they are further fueling the warming. Consider these recent headlines. These are only a sample. Quote, aviation's dirty secret. Airline, quote, contrails are further warming the planet. Another headline. Contrails will worsen global warming, study states. Not will, are. Another headline. Global warming caused by airplane, quote, contrails, again, they're particulate trails, poised to fuel global warming. Only samples, there are many more. Here's the bottom line. As geoengineeringwatch.org has stated from the beginning of our website, short-term, highly toxic, engineered cooldowns come at the cost of a worsened overall warming of the planet. That's the bottom line. And consider that those who are covertly selling climate engineering by claiming that the, quote, global dimming effect is the only factor saving us from immediate incineration, the individuals who push this narrative are either ignoring frontline data on countless fronts, or they are lying. You choose. What other forms of damage is industrialized pollution and the atmospheric aerosol spraying operations inflicting on our planet and us? Again, a total disruption of the hydrological cycle, i.e. our rain. Destruction of the ozone layer on which all terrestrial life depends. A complete collapse of the ozone layer, mathematically speaking, may occur as soon as 2026 if the current rate of damage continues unabated. That would mean the end of terrestrial life on our planet. Every breath we take is contaminated with the climate engineering fallout. Crops are collapsing around the globe. Question, is weather warfare any less deadly than the coronavirus? For the record, the mortality that is a direct result of climate engineering and weather warfare operations for over 70 years could never be calculated. And on the current course, again, planetary omnicide will soon enough be our common destination. Perhaps we can supplement crop loss, food supplies with fish. No, that won't happen. Fisheries are also collapsing along with the rest of Earth's life support systems. Consider this headline from last week from Cordoba Times newspaper in Prince William Sound in the Pacific Northwest. Here's the headline. Ocean bottom heat proved deadly to Pacific cod eggs. Follow-up, remember, covered in this broadcast earlier. Cod fisheries have already collapsed around the world. The planet's in total meltdown. The ongoing climate engineering insanity is further fueling the overall fire. In the case of fisheries, many factors, but climate engineering trapping more heat than it deflects, destroying the ozone layer, releasing immense UV radiation to bombard the planet. It's killing plankton. Bottom of the food chain drops out. Fisheries collapse. Again, many other factors destroying our oceans from human activity. The list is almost endless. But climate engineering, a key core factor as well. From MSM.com and other sources, quote, tropical forests are losing the ability to suck up carbon decades earlier than expected as climate change slows growth and kills trees. Over and over and over, GeoengineeringWatch.org has reported it's far worse than we're being told. And now, because it can no longer be hidden, that's starting to surface. Boreal forests, no longer a carbon sink, but becoming a carbon source. Climate engineering so primarily related to that. Toxic materials in the rain, sterilizing soils, killing root systems, destroying the ozone layer again, which bombards the trees with lethal radiation, which causes the trees to shut their stomata, their breathing, their respiratory ports. They are not able to uptake and feed on carbon. The disruption of the hydrological cycle, droughting out the forest. On top of that, again, climate engineering from every imaginable direction, laying the slate for the epic burn downs. Once the forests are incinerated, burning with such intensity, it sterilizes those soils. Those forests are not growing back. All that carbon goes into the atmosphere, further fueling countless feedback loops. We have a cascading chain of dominoes in every direction at this point, perhaps as much as 50 feedback loops. All of them directly linked to human activities, climate engineering being a core part of the equation. Now we have coronavirus on top of all that. What do the climate engineers do? What is the primary objective? To try to mask the severity of planetary meltdown from the population. They create headlines like this, quote, rare meteorological phenomenon called a, quote, snow fire hose pumps 3 to 4 feet of snow in upstate New York. They create a sensationalized headline like this, an engineered event piling up snow in a very small region, sensationalizing the headlines and populations, even if they're in a region that's scorched and incredibly warm for the time of year, people tend to think, oh, well, it must be normal somewhere. Not true. Engineered event. Can't discuss climate engineering legitimately without discussing the engineered winter scenarios. Please search the engineer winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. More frontline headlines that more accurately depict the wider horizon. From Fox News and other sources, quote, no snow recorded in February in these two places for the first time in recorded history. The National Weather Service said February 2020 was one for the record books along parts of the East Coast due to a complete lack of snow. Also from Fox News, this headline, warm winter ruins German ice wine harvest for the first time in recorded history. From that report, the 2019 vintage will go down in history here in Germany, which is where this report came from, as the first year in which the ice wine harvest has failed nationwide since production began in 1830. Many of these types of headlines available, I'm only giving small examples. A few examples, I should state. From ABC News, quote, uncharted territory, carbon dioxide expected to peak at levels last seen during the Pliocene epoch. From that report, quote, we've done in a little more than 50 years what it took the Earth naturally to do in 10,000 years, scientists say. That's key. That's critical. When people say, well, carbon dioxide levels have been higher before, yes, but it took tens of thousands of years for those changes to take place. Not a half a century. Nothing can adapt in that amount of time. Nothing. That's why we face the omnicide we face. And now let's add ozone destruction. Now let's add the atmospheric particulates that are bioavailable, nanoparticulates, many of them related to climate engineering, that are being uptaken by all life forms, poisoning everything, including every breath we take. So many factors that so many are still choosing to ignore while they're looking down on iPhones or watching the latest political theater while the walls collapse around us. We must stand together. Our collective efforts are the only thing that can make a difference at this late date. from BBC. Australia fires were far worse than any prediction. Again, across the board. Now, because it can't be hidden any longer, so many sources, even official sources, are being forced to admit that conditions are far worse than even the worst case previous predictions. And the actual frontline conditions are even worse than that. Keep that in mind. From this report, the Australian bushfires were more catastrophic than any climate simulation predicted. And what massive factor is systematically omitted from all climate modeling with every official agency? The climate engineering elephant in the sky, the weather warfare, aka biological warfare assault. These elements are toxic at minimum, and on any given day, on any given occasion, how can we possibly know what's actually being emitted from these aircraft? When we have, again, I've stated it over and over the previous few broadcasts, when we have former government scientists like Ken Caldera, now with Stanford University, formerly with Lawrence Livermore Labs, working for the U.S. Department of Defense, stating what he did for the U.S. government was design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below, how can we ignore factors like that? You can hear Mr. Caldera state this in his own words from geoengineeringwatch.org. You can search his name with our site. You should find the recording. In fact, I think it's titled The Voices of Climate Engineering Disinformation with Carnegie Science. They're a part of the cabal as well. You can hear Mr. Caldera state this in his own voice. I played it on this broadcast multiple times. What he did for the government was design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect populations below. How convenient at a time like this, when biosphere climate collapse can no longer be hidden, when the severity and immediacy of what's unfolding is going to start causing systemic collapse. It already is. And at that point, the power structure must deal with a population that's soon going to panic and wonder what happened and go looking for those who helped to paint them into this corner. Very convenient to have a pathogen at this time, isn't it? One that's a slow burn, one that the power structure can more effectively control instead of something that would burn too quickly. This 25-day latency period so it can spread very effectively through communities before anyone even knows they have this pathogen. And I'll state again for the record, even if there was no coronavirus at this point in time, collapse was already unfolding. The planet's life support systems are collapsing in every imaginable arena. We have trashed this planet in the geologic blink of an eye. That's the fact of the matter. We have to face that. We have to change course completely. All forms of human damage to the planet must be stopped as fast as possible, or we have no chance. That's a statistical, mathematical certainty. It's not hard to comprehend that if you simply look at the data, and that's all we ask from geoengineeringwatch.org. Please examine the data without bias, without preconception, without programming. Wipe the lens through which you see the world clean so that you might see clearly what's unfolding on the horizon. And across the board, we have, again, a power structure that's systemically gutting any form of environmental protection across the board, while simultaneously systematically denying that there's anything even wrong with the climate or the environment. On that note, this headline from multiple sources: a President Trump insider embeds climate denial in scientific research. And again, this type of criticism is not to commend in any way former presidents, all part of the power structure cabal. But from this report, the president's administration is advancing its policy of weakening environmental rules across the board, as I just stated. That's what's happening while carrying out climate engineering operations all over the globe. From New Scientist, and this is the type of headline that should be considered: major science journal retracts study blaming climate change on the sun. Here's the point with this type of headline. So-called scientists can always be found and paid to say whatever special interests want them to say. Yes, the same argument is presented about the overwhelming science consensus that human activity is damaging Earth's climate and life support systems. But stand back. Put aside preconceptions, again, and program bias and ideology. What should our sense of reason tell us? Is it reasonable to believe that the massive and inarguable decimation that has been inflicted on Earth's climate and environments has had no effect, no consequence? Is such a conclusion in any sense reasonable? I think not. I'm almost out of time in this broadcast. Where do we go from here? America, like so many other countries, is controlled by the criminally insane, individuals that are a part of cancerous secret societies that have metastasized throughout every thread of industrialized, militarized society. Just as John F. Kennedy stated in his most important and moving speech shortly before he was assassinated, so many in the general population sadly remain willfully unaware, unconcerned, and blindly ambivalent about what is unfolding around us. The darker the horizon gets, the deeper they push their heads into the sand. Those in power have always needed functional societies to carry out their agendas and objectives, but they have always known that if the populations were to truly awaken to what a controlling elite was doing to them, there would be a complete overturning of the paradigm. Thus, the power structure's constant efforts to distract and degrade and debilitate societies and their cognitive ability and their health, from fluoridated drinking water, chemical-laden foods, GMO foods, vaccinations that contain indisputable neurotoxins like aluminum and mercury, mercury in our mouths in the form of fillings, countless health-damaging pharmaceuticals, the list goes on and on. But unfolding climate and biosphere collapse has forced those in power to ramp up their assault against populations, a contingency they have long since prepared for. Enter the age of engineered pathogens. Enter COVID-19, a virus that can survive on surfaces for up to 9 days and can silently spread in the human body for up to 25 days, shedding and infecting others before symptoms even show up in the host. COVID-19 is not an act of nature. Climate and biosphere collapse, being further fueled by the ongoing highly toxic weather warfare assault in our skies, has been and is unfolding at blinding speed as well. Yes, the engineered coronavirus again, that pandemic will further fuel the fire, as will 5G. But to be clear, the complete collapse of industrialized, militarized society has long since been unfolding and accelerating. Societal constructs that rely on the relentless looting, plundering, and pillaging and polluting of the natural world were never sustainable. An inarguable fact that is painfully obvious for any that don't have their eyes wide shut, for any that have not been rendered completely blind by programming, ideology, and bias. Mathematically speaking, the era of man, what is known as the Anthropocene epoch, is circling the drain, so to speak. To be clear, and for the record, this is not an opinion, it's a statistical certainty short of a complete and immediate course correction by the human race. Short of this, our days are numbered. And some have suggested to me that I should try to deliver an optimistic, upbeat message, like, for example, the feel-good, tell-people-what-they-want-to-hear televangelists. Some have suggested to me that more would want to hear my message if I adopted such a strategy. And my answer is this: never. I will never be a part of any message that in any way spins or omits critically important truths that must be understood and faced if we're to have any chance whatsoever of changing course. It is my mission, it is my post, to investigate and to the best of my ability to attempt to disclose the most dire and immediate threats we collectively face. Whether or not such truths are honestly investigated, whether or not the warning is heeded or completely rejected, is not in my power. What is in my power, what all of us have the power to do, is to do our best, to do our part, to do our best to sound the alarm, to do our best to deliver a well-researched and factually verifiable message of truth and warning to any and all that are willing to summon the courage to hear it. And we must always remember this: those few individuals that control the levers of power, that control empires, could not do what they do without legions of willfully blind and morally lost order followers. In the final scene of the movie Gladiator, the Roman legionary commander, Quintus, finally refuses the unjust order of the emperor, Commodus. Quintus then also commands his troops to refuse the unjust emperor's order, and in doing so, completely corrects the course of the Republic. We, each of us, all of us, must summon our courage. We must stand on what honor we have left. We must refuse to carry out the unjust dictates of empire. We must fight to salvage what is yet left of Earth's remaining life support systems. There is great solace in facing the gathering storm head on, without fear. Collectively, we can yet make a difference. Share credible data from a credible source. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org.